But just to end, so I saw a davar nifla in Reb Reuven Margolis's Pirish Mekar Chesed on the Sefer Chassidim. So on the Mosad Rav Kook edition of the Sefer Chassidim, this is a must-have. So there's a Pirish Mekar Chesed from Reb Reuven Margolis, and the Sefer Chassidim talks about Yud Gomel Midrash Atayin Nedrashes Behem. It's in Ois Reishnon, and Reb Reuven Margolis has a very, very long comment where he talks a lot about this idea. At the very, very end, he brings this inyan that the Chassidish Svarim say in the name of the Heilige Magid, that said that you don't start from Hashem Hashem, but based on the Arizal and the Zayar, you start from Kel, and they correspond, it goes Zelu Umazeh. So this is what he says at the end. Umayri v'rabi b'yaldusi. This is Rab Reuven Margolis talking. He said, when I was a child, I had a Rebbe. His name was Harav HaGoyen, Rab Moshe Zev Mezuzah. Zechrono Levracha. This is Rab Moshe Zev Mezuzah, who when he was a child had a Talmud, Rab Reuven Margolis. Reuven Margolis was the child, and I'm sure, had he lived long enough to see who he grew up to be, would have given him a lot of nachas. But either way, he was his Talmud, he says. B'yaldusi, he was my Rebbe. And he said, he once said a davar nifla. He said, if you go through the Yud Gimel Midos, Sha'atayrin Adreshes Behem, there's one Mida you would expect to find there that's not there. Hekesh. You ever notice? Hekesh is not one of the Yud Gimel Midos, Sha'atayrin Adreshes Behem. And he said, if you think about it, it's a Pella. Because, L'chura, there's nothing that symbolizes, that represents Yud Gimel Midos, Sha'atayrin Adreshes Behem more than Hekesh. And the truth is, if you go through it, Tereshav is there, Kavachim is there, you have Klau Prat to Klau, you have Prat, Klau, Prat. You have every permutation of Klau, Prat. But there's no Hekesh. For some reason, Hekesh is not there. So he said he remembers his Rebbe, Ramosh Zem Mezuzah, asked this Kasha. He said, how come Hekesh is not there? So he says, I don't know why Hekesh is not one of the Yud Gimel Midrash, ain't Hekesh Lamechza, ain't Meshivan Allah Hekesh, right? It's ironclad, it's festa Hekesh. You would think it's part of the Yud Gimel Midrash, I turn to Dreshes Behem. So he doesn't know why, but he just said one Knech. He said that the Maggid said that the Yud Gimel Midrash, I turn to Dreshes Behem, they correspond to the Yud Gimel Midrash, Rachamim. But the Maggid worked with the Cheshbon of the Mekubalim, and the Cheshbon of the Mekubalim starts with Kale. What about Hashem Hashem? Hashem Hashem is Ani Hashem Koidim Sheyachta Adam, V'Ani Hashem La'acha Sheyachta Adam. Of course, it's Midas Arachemim. But for some reason, Hashem Hashem, as much as there's unbelievable soidas of Rachamim that are in Hashem Hashem, but it didn't make the minion of the Yud Gimel Midas Arachemim. He says, Chazal Darshan Hashem Hashem. Just like Hashem is Koidim Sheyachta, Hashem is La'acha Sheyachta, Hashem Hashem Chazal Darshan with what? With a Hekesh. He said, Yesh Loimar, that Le'umas Hashem Hashem, which is not one of the Yud Gimel Midosh HaRachamim, we have a Midosh HaTayr Nidreshes Behem, that's not one of the Yud Gimel Midosh HaTayr Nidreshes Behem. And that's the Hekesh. And the Remez L'davar is Hashem Hashem. The Gemara Gufa Darshins with a Hekesh Tiga Inyan. Ani Hashem Koidim Sheyecht Adam. V'ani Hashem L'acha Sheyecht Adam. So he said that Kavachayim is Ma'ayr Kael. And Gzeir Shnav is Ma'ayr Rachum. And Binyan Ab Mikosavach is Ma'ayr Chanun. What's Ma'ayr Hashem Hashem? Maybe it's Hekesh. Hekesh is L'umas, the Hashem Hashem. There's one obvious that's missing from the Yud Gimel Midrash HaRachamim. There's one obvious that's missing from the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTayr. It's Hashem Hashem, it's Hekesh, and the Hekesh is what goes L'umas, it's what goes L'umas to Hashem Hashem.